Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tadaima, Terrace House Podcast, your weekly companion to your favorite show on Netflix. I'm Robert Scarpinito, and I'm joined here by Daily Wilhelm.
Konbanwa.
Jack Zepeda.
Irishaimasu.
And Colin Sparling.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
And today we've got a little treat for you. It's something we didn't expect to do, but everyone in the Discord's like, y'all gotta watch episode 11 together and like watch along with it. So if you've seen the title of this episode, you probably have guessed. We are watching along to episode 11 of Tokyo 2019-2020, broccoli pasta carbonara style.
Sounds delicious. I hope it's locally sourced. I hope it's gonna be fully, you know, organic.
That's the drama, is that it's not. It's just like from Frozen, and that's the big deal.
Pardon me, what farm did this broccoli come from?
Excuse me.
I can only eat organic. Thanks.
Okay.
I think this is probably one of the big advantages, right, of doing this episode by episode, is because even though the community is ahead of us in episodes, we get the kind of guiding light of like what the highlight episodes are. So it allows us to do stuff like this.
Mm. Right. Yeah. If we're not going to do it for every show. Yeah. Like cherry pick the big ones to, you know, react to. And I don't know, maybe we'll do more of these in the future. I'm not saying not to, but this is definitely more the exception than the rule, right? Us doing a live reaction. So I'm excited for it because these are always fun for me.
It's a big request. It's a big request. So we decided to give it to you guys.
Right.
Here it is. So, here's the early Christmas present.
So if you're watching this on YouTube, a timer will show up on the video right around now-ish, and we're going to count down and hit play on Netflix. We are at 00 on it. So if you want to watch along with us, queue up Netflix, you know, set it to episode 11, put it right at the beginning, and get ready, and I'm done vamping. You can just pause the podcast if you still need more time to get on Netflix.
I got sweaty palms right now.
Imagine us sitting in a hammock next to you, thigh to thigh.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is anyone else got anxiety right now? Is make me anxious.
I have sweaty palms.
Sweaty palms.
Sweaty. God.
Sometimes it makes me nervous, some of the shit that happens on the show. It just like,
get your hand off my knee, dude. This hammock is only so big. God.
We're attached at the hip, Jack. Gravity's pulling us towards the center.
Yeah, shoulder to shoulder.
We should have really gotten a bigger hammock for this.
It's really only meant for one person. I don't know how we're doing. Like, we're basically sitting on the ground right now, guys.
No, my ass is to the floor, just like Kenny's was.
Gross. Let's do this. Let's kick it off. And we are going to start in 3, 2, 1, play.
All right. We're off.
This should be the theme. I like this song.
No, you know what we need? We need Church's Graves. That's what we need, because that's a good song.
I mean,
is it really so expensive to get that song that we couldn't have done it for North America?
I don't know. Whoa, hey, Shochan's hair.
Whoa, hey.
Oh, I wavy. Like it.
Is it gray or is it blonde?
Looks blonde.
Yes.
Gray blonde.
Proposal. We have Hideo Kojima pick out the music for Terrace House.
Ah,
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, it just
it
be a
also
bunch of
is
low
Churches.
Yes, yeah,
that's I mean all. Churches is already on here. It's just Churches.
You know, I like that hair on him. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I was talking about, guys. Kenny's keeping him on deck. Makoto.
It's funny that both of these conversations happen on the roof. You know, it's like that's his praying ground.
Oh God,
his hunting ground.
Yeah. Yowza.
Oh, the mother-son
the mom son date.
The maternal episode. Art tools.
They look like
they're getting school supplies.
Their clothes just aren't... the clothes in that situation are not doing them any favors for either of them.
Yes.
Spider-Man.
That would be ideal.
By hero, you literally meant you wanted to be a Marvel character.
Yes. Double down on that. Hey, I like this hair, man.
Yeah, because he said Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. The he Surrender was. Cobra.
He felt so bad about paying. Ooh. Not paying.
Never.
It's actually, like, yeah, he picked up on that pretty pretty good though. It's like he definitely gets the sense that she sees it as a very maternal relationship.
Mm. Popping bottles.
This is us right now.
We're all drinking wine in the hammock.
Yes.
Man, these hypotheticals, they're so long-winded.
I'm going to try and follow it one more time.
Damn, no.
Pocky, by the way.
Oh, that's true. So da ne. It's such like a dismissive phrase. So da ne.
Yeah, he was sidestepping all that shit. He's like, I don't want any part of this.
Yeah, yep, yep. He's raising them right.
I do. For some reason, I do imagine that he's like Yama's son for some reason.
Oh, I can see it.
That's what we've been talking about. Like, what he's doing here is bad for promotion.
He thinks he's cool.
So, Jack, you said in the last episode you don't think we should put too much water in this.
We'll see. Yeah. I don't know. I think that Kenny still is holding the cards. I think it's still ultimately up to him. I don't like that.
Yeah, I think.
But.
I mean, he definitely still has room to make a move if he decides to, if a fire gets lit under his ass.
I would prefer it for Risako to just shoot him down and be like, fuck you, dude. I'm not here to play games. That's what I'd rather happen.
Oh, well, yeah. Same. Here we go. Happens.
All right.
It's happening.
Right back here.
Uh-oh.
To what?
Will it happen?
Remember that one time we thought that they would get together?
I don't want to initiate anymore.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. They look good together, I think.
Mm, yeah. Interesting. Mm. So she's sticking to her guns here about not,
good.
Not going after.
Good. So. She should.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Adonis.
Adonis again. Yes.
Oh, God. Treats.
Ace treats. Ooh.
You mean carbonara?
No, this is a tomato-based pasta, so not carbonara.
Oh. Carbonara is meat?
Carbonara is the white sauce.
Oh.
Is rehydrating pasta, is that a thing?
Ooh.
That looks like carbonara.
I mean, it looks good.
Dude, I hate doing our show when I'm hungry.
Dude, gosh. Shohei is like the best cook.
He's really good. He's underrated. Yeah.
Don't tell him that because then he's like, maybe he should be a chef too.
Exactly. You're a great chef. There it is.
Part-time chef. Shit.
Guys, don't encourage him.
Okay, let's see. Everyone wants him to move on Kaori.
He looks like such a kid when he's like really slouched like that. Like he's like genuinely that short.
And the way his hair is tousled too.
Oh,
okay. So this scene is just us waiting for Kenny, right?
Your Marvel dream.
Zitany.
He's waiting for the right timing to become Superman, Spider-Man.
Why not both?
Spider-Man.
Seriously, I want him to elaborate. What the hell does that mean?
I like seeing them all together hanging out. We don't see enough of these kind of scenes in the living room.
Same.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Wait.
Once I'm a hero.
I didn't realize Marvel started sponsoring.
Or Tom Holland.
Marvel is doing a Chinese superhero here soon, right? That's confirmed.
Yeah, Shang Tsung.
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Song.
And he's going,
all right. Fatality.
this he's going pretty 0 to 100 with these
goals. Oh. Yeah.
For real. Yeah, no shit.
I'm kind of saying
it kind of is unrealistic.
Yeah. I would expect him more to say, like, I want to be an actor. I really like Marvel movies. I want to be in a Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't start with I want to be a hero.
I mean, Haruka's an actual actress, so, I mean, Shohei is a little bit too, but.
Ooh.
Every step for him is a baby step.
Especially up the stairs.
She's pulling the real mom card out here.
Wow. Oh, he looks stressed.
Oh.
Is he gonna cry?
Or is he gonna snap?
Oh.
Oh man.
But they're not hard questions though.
They're not.
Well, I mean, it's good. I like this scene though because
yeah, like a parent.
Well, cuz I mean, Rukin is finally we're getting to know Rukin, what the hell he wants, and he doesn't even know himself. You know.
Good hair by the way, Kari.
Mm-hmm. Always though.
Yep.
So this is really like the first time he's ever been called out. Like his family has never like been like, okay, but realistically, how are you going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
She's giving you good advice here, Ruka.
Yeah, oh, it is. This music is intense. It's like hero music.
Yeah, I don't think it's really suiting this scene all that well.
I feel like it's too soon. Oh, don't, dude, you just don't gotta be do. So wishy-washy.
Have you even seen Endgame, man?
That's right. It would have been out by this point, right?
Mm.
Oh.
Damn, just going in. Oh.
Fucking. This is coming from the rich girl, too.
Dang, this is seriously like a mom, like, scolding her son. Or schooling her son. I mean, that's
that
true.
Would
I mean, it's true. You got to fuck. I mean, especially if you want to be an actor in a Marvel movie. Dude,
most things worth having are not easy to get.
Hell no.
I think this might be one of the first times we've seen the boys' room during the day.
Maybe. Well, his pink film.
Oh, yes.
Virgin Concerto.
Yes.
What?
Wow.
Yes. Bring out the virgins.
Oh.
Trey got a haircut.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The thing ironic about Kenny is he said before, I don't want to look like I'm leading them on. Then what are you doing?
He's totally leading them on.
What are you doing?
What if I kissed her hypothetically?
Hypothetical kiss.
I kissed her with my feelings. Mm.
I would have loved it if they didn't kiss, and then she just parkoured off the roof.
So I'm sorry. Is Kenny a 31-year-old musician
just
who doesn't?
Let me know.
No, none of this. This is dead to me. I'm cutting this out of the show.
We're
I have
singing.
The power
I'm singing
of
this whole thing.
I can edit this out.
The only reason we're leaving this in is to make sure you guys are still on time with us.
God. But anyway, real talk. So like with Kenny, right? Is it that he's a 31-year-old musician who legit doesn't get major hints like that? Is that what we're understanding here?
That he just picks up on stuff. He pretends he doesn't pick up on shit. I was surprised to hear that he noticed that Haruka was crying in between him and Eden Kai when they were playing. He noticed it and he brought it up, and like, he, those are usually things that he pretends he doesn't know, but I think he's playing dumb. More than anything.
I get that sense for sure.
Man,
yeah,
he's using it as an excuse, like his ignorance.
Just let me know. Kenny, just let me know.
Exactly.
Okay, but where's the broccoli?
No broccoli yet.
Is broccoli the telltale sign of shit's about to go down?
It is. It's a bad omen.
I mean, it's the episode title.
I don't like the way broccoli smells. Just saying.
I get that.
Yeah, I feel like it's a kind of an awkward situation between these two now.
Oh my god, all those glasses.
Ruka.
The walk of shame, ooh, like bringing out all the dishes.
That was good.
You know, do you think they'd plate their food as well if they weren't on Terrace House? Because I would think probably not.
Probably not. They're
probably conscious of it. I mean, I try and make nice looking food too, but it's never this nice looking.
Mm. Also, he's such a baby.
Such a baby. Maybe he would be good at playing like a young Spider-Man because he is a baby.
They haven't even talked yet this episode, Kenny and Risako.
Nope.
Since the talk.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've given them a lot to think about.
That
probably having an identity crisis right now.
That would be so hard for your crush to tell you all that. Like,
it was pretty straight up and down.
Yeah.
I think it was necessary, though.
Definitely.
Definitely. He's got a lot of shit to think through now.
Because you're amazing and we love you.
Oh, because you're on Terrace House? Is that what you mean?
I mean, you got it. So, it's to be expected and you should embrace it.
She's
the opposite of Kenny. She wants to have earned it through her work versus be popular because of Terrace House.
Yeah, she wants to be less popular.
That's heavy.
Damn.
It can be pretty technical.
Imposter syndrome. This is the thing, guys.
Yep. It was a brutally honest response.
You know what they say, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Kaori.
Oh no.
Oh.
It's a slippery slope.
You've earned your popularity. It's hard to see that though. I totally see that.
Yeah.
Aw.
I mean,
No.
I mean, this is helping. I mean, you being on Terrace House is already helping with that.
But that's only contributing to the popularity, not her talent.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Damn. Brutal.
I mean, it's subjective, isn't it?
I feel like...
Even from a professor.
I mean, all art is subjective, right? But there's there are techniques that you learn in art school that kind of like build a base foundation in a way.
Yeah, she's got a big old case of imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just gets worse the more popular you get, because it's like, I didn't earn this. I'm fooling everyone.
Mm.
Well, I mean, there's got to be a reason, though, she's getting hired. I mean, she's already doing this kind of work, and they must like her work enough to keep
her. Yeah.
Also, you got to be a likable person, too, someone that people want to work with. So a lot of it has to do with, you know, stuff beyond just what the results look like from your art.
Yeah, I think she has a factor too. She has considerable soft skills. If anything, I think her time in the corporate world probably has helped her in a way that maybe she hasn't recognized.
Right.
Oh.
Man. So that response from Ruka was nice, but I also kind of feel like it was, since he's so young, it's kind of like, you don't really know what you're talking about, but thank you for the support.
Well, he himself is going through a bout of, like, I don't know what I want to do in my life.
Yeah, but I think it's different in that Cowdy is like, she's older, right? She's 27. She's been doing this for so many years now. And now she's having this, I don't know what I'm doing crisis.
Right, right.
As opposed to Ruka, he's just out of high school. Like, what am I going to do with my life?
That's why she kept bringing up, like, you're so young. You can just start and doing it. Like, just do something.
Right.
God. Yeah, Kenny is kind of lame.
He's looking very flat, yep.
Flat, aloof, etc.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't like his like, oh, even people like you have problems, and it's like, what is that supposed to mean? That's kind of backhanded, dude. Yeah,
another shitting on Yama. This is good.
Oh, no.
You've been hiding this wisdom all along. What? Yama has a heart? Guys, change. Stop the presses.
he's got married vision.
After school tutoring.
He goes to cram school for relationships.
Yikes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Die.
Man.
Yeah, I see that.
Mm.
And this is coming from a musician who, you know, he's having his own creative troubles, right?
Mm.
You know, he's not satisfied with his band.
You'd think he'd be more empathetic in that case. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, having career troubles is becoming a very common thread in this house.
Really?
Yeah, but
let the boy dream.
So in 3 years, there's going to be another Spider-Man series.
Oh, Spider-Man
starring
again.
Look out,
Ruka.
Tom Holland.
Wow, Tori-chan is so on Team Ruka.
I mean, to be fair, isn't Sony trying to do like a multiverse Spider-Man thing? So they could just do like, hey, Ruka, we need a Japanese Spider-Man.
Can he speak English? No. Okay.
No. Okay.
And then there's Spider-Verse too.
Have you acted in anything before? No. No. Okay.
Can you parkour? No.
We're hiring Risiko
nice tassel
instead.
Earrings, by the way. Baba.
Oh, they're making okonomiyaki. Fuck
I can
me.
Smell oh. that from God. The screen. Ooh, look! First time at the pool.
By the pool. Has anyone gotten in the pool?
I haven't seen it yet. Ever. I'm waiting no. for it.
Like, they cleaned it, but...
Yeah.
Yo, that's gotta smell so good.
Oh my so, God. They could, dude, they could make so much money off the show with smell-o-vision. Jesus.
Anyone Whoa. Else anxious that, like, Shohei just needs one little push?
Sugoi.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, smack that the with drama. The spatula.
Ta-da-ma. Wow.
Oh, man.
We have been desperately looking for an okonomiyaki place here in Seattle.
There has to be a place that makes it.
It's just like a tasty, savory pancake with everything you like in it.
Basically.
There's a lot of places here with like. G-G onion pancakes, Shohei. Kimchi pancakes, seafood pancakes. We get a lot of those here.
Mm. And leave it to Shohei to figure out good food situations here.
Yeah.
You might faint. Oh, the inhale.
She's like, yikes.
Yeah.
Suki.
Man, she had to force those Suki words out.
Not until he becomes mature. Whoa. Oh. Kaori, quit smiling. Quit
oh.
smiling.
Ooh. Ooh.
But he wants to be Spider-Man.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, he doesn't have a plan. That's the problem. Oh, cool to other middle schoolers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very middle school like train of thought, though, right? It's just looking cool.
Mm.
I get where she's coming from about like totally yeah. not letting him treat her, because it's like, I feel like I'm taking advantage of you. Like, you have so much more you have to do and figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And you can't be making that much money working at that retail place.
Part-time.
Right,
mm. yeah.
Really? Kenny is bringing it up?
Yeah. Is it something that you come to a conclusion about?
Like, yeah. yeah, that's a really odd question.
That was a long hum from her.
Oh, no.
Didn't you say he's been drinking? Uh-oh.
Oh, no. That's pretty exclusive.
Mm. Limited edition.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she's feeling that at work now.
Aww. Oh, that's rough.
Oh, no. So, like, the rug was kind of pulled out from under her. She's like, I made it. And then they're like, ah, da, da, da.
Yeah, so yeah. she felt that at work, and then her professor kind of justified it.
Well, also from a business perspective, why would you take someone on like that but only print 50 shirts a piece?
Terrace right? House? Oh, like, shit.
To get oh, wait, on now Terrace she's House? Wait, no.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Dude, I swear to...
Hmm. Huh. Yeah. Whoa. What?
Oh.
No, she, I mean, she's like, right. Like, I mean, she shouldn't only create things because she thinks people will like it.
Like fan service.
Yeah. Yeah, I get
guess,
it.
I guess that goes back to how she was saying Ruka wants to look cool to other people.
Huh. Every artist... plight right here, the you know, walking the tightrope.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Ah, there it is.
Oh. I think illustration, especially the kind that she does, has become very commercialized. Yeah. So maybe that's something she seems to be struggling with too. Man. Is just creating to sell. Ah!
Is this the pink film?
Oh, oh my god! No, god.
Oh, we just had a heavy scene.
But yeah, this huge group setting here. What is this?
Oh damn!
There's so many people.
Anyone want to take bets? Is he wearing boxers under there?
Let's get started.
Oh my oh, god, my,
no way! Oh, oh Jesus.
Titties.
Whoa.
Titties.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, there's some sack there.
They are not censoring.
They're not pulling punches here, folks.
Wow.
No. Nani.
This is Terrace House first, you guys.
Oh my god, what is happening?
Okay. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Shohei. Oh. What's with his face?
I mean, there's makeup there.
I do understand.
Nani.
Wow.
What is this? I need context. What is happening?
He's wearing less clothes than her. Dude, is that?
Dude.
Oh, dude. This is painful.
Y'all meant it when you said episode 11.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God.
Wow.
This is amazing.
Awkward kiss. Okay, so like... Whoa. This episode was not going the places that I thought it would.
No.
Did we see his sack? Can we even show this one?
Yes.
We that totally, is his sack.
Oh
that's
my gosh.
Sack.
It's just oh out.
No, I think that's his ass.
Oh no, yeah, it is. Well, but I think there's a little bit of sack there.
Oh my god!
Guys, we're watching porn.
We're watching porn.
This is actually pornography.
This is just straight porn.
Nani, the fuck?
And also, guys, and there's cut. No music cut. Even.
That
this
was
is
good.
Weird.
All right, take two. Can we zoom in a little bit more on the sack?
That's the thing,
next
is
time.
That...
Bring the wow. mat.
Bring the mat.
The mat, please.
Wade.
Oh, I was going to say, please make it stop.
Oh, just guys, that was full on pornography. Wow. TVMA.
TVMA. Like, recover yeah. for a second. Like, oh my gosh.
Wow. I need to process. They just come back to Terrace House like nothing ever happened.
You can't do this. You can't just throw a seat like that.
No.
Dude, I am shocked. Daily just looked at her boyfriend's like, we're watching porn.
Well, he was looking over and he was like, what are you doing?
Oh my god.
Just looks over and there's titties.
There was a... I can't read any of this right now. I'm sweaty right
I know.
Now.
I'm.
I can't pretend like I'm watching the scene.
They're just going on a nice date. They're planning
so look,
a nice
look,
date.
Look at this. Look at Kenny crazy. Over here actually taking initiative. Damn, a lot of okay. future talk happening in this.
A lot of introspection.
He's
Yeah.
Also, he's wearing his own merch, by the way.
Why did Shohei look like he was about to cry in that scene?
It looked painful.
That was so awkward. Man, Terrace House has gone places, guys. This is all new.
It's all nude.
It's all nude.
Hat.
I
That's
think
the name of the
sack.
Episode. All new, all nude.
I think we saw sack.
I'm pretty sure we saw some sack.
I'm pretty sure.
Which is wild, because I'm pretty sure there are laws against that in Japan. But this is Netflix.
I'm pretty sure it would have been blurred out.
Wow.
I mean, I watched that My Husband Can't Fit series, and that was just straight up everything out all the time.
Dicks.
Wow. Everything. Wait, there was sex in that? There was like intercourse?
My Husband Can't Fit. It's about what you think.
Is that on Netflix? Literally about,
it is.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this. I'm behind the times.
That might be best.
Okay, but for context too, I know like the filming wasn't what he invited Haruka to come to, but like some kind of workshop.
Ooh, cool frames. Would they look just like Kaori's frames?
Oh, they're just gonna. Oh, she's gonna call out Ruka about this right now.
Oh, is this with carbonara? It's happening.
Wait, what are they gonna call him out on?
No, they're gonna talk to Ruka.
They want
to
talk to him as he eats
situation.
His pasta.
They don't use the playroom a whole lot, I feel.
Yeah.
They don't get a whole lot of shots.
It looks comfortable as shit. Whew. I'm still fucked up from that scene, guys. I'm still reeling over here.
God.
And now we're having an intervention with Kenny Onisan. You don't have to be an actor.
Dude, the world is your oyster.
That's a good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, it's all on him.
Oof. Here's the life lessons he wanted to learn when he first came to the house.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Kenny. Kenny, say something.
Say something.
What? Hold on. What?
Kenny.
That's what he should have said during that date. No. I got lost halfway through.
I mean,
but he should also like accept some of that help if he's really like not sure what to do.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, yeah. But he also comes off like he needs that help to survive. Yeah. You know what
Being
I mean?
Being seen as an equal is earned. It's not granted. Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, it's like what we said before. You can't demand that people treat you maturely. You just show that you're mature.
Yeah, you can't just be like, yeah, exactly.
You have to ask to be treated that way. You don't get it.
Oh. Oh.
Rip.
Oh.
Dropping.
Is that her place to say?
No.
It's Risako. Well, she's going to say it.
Right. Well, and also Risako is like,
she's always outing the other girls, man.
Yeah, they're not like, he's just a part-timer. It's that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude.
Do some things on your own.
Initiative.
Does she really?
Just to see if you eat.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm kind of anticipating that like he will not eat unless someone like offers him food.
That's weird.
He's just holding the
what
pasta.
What the fuck? Really?
He won't make food.
He'll die if we don't check on him. Wow, I didn't realize it was all this weird shit.
I mean, they did say earlier that like he just gets up, goes to work, and comes back and goes to sleep. So that kind of seems that he sleeps in pretty late if he's just part-time.
Right.
Yes.
He's gotta be eating.
Yeah, a little bit. You could word things a little nicer.
Huh. Sometimes people need some tough love, too.
Was it, though?
I feel bad for the pasta. It's like not getting eaten.
I know. I was half thinking like half the time. It's like, oh, this pasta's getting cold.
Have you eaten?
Oh, he's going to make food. Oh, no, he's not making food.
Just poured himself some water. Wait, what? They're just working on the house?
I heard we're getting a new front porch. Just by the way.
No one asked him about the pink scene.
Wait, wait, wait. Wait,
that's the place that
is this the guy?
Yeah.
It's our boy.
Oh, dude.
He's back.
It's our boy.
This guy.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Look at
were
that
we saying like we want him on the panel?
Yeah, I was. Look at that sage motherfucker. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's the same crew too.
We couldn't have a season in Tokyo without him.
Dude, get a job here.
This listen, you want to learn some life lessons, walk in the tracks of Armand and work at this place.
Yo.
Become a man.
He might get a job here.
Honestly,
this is exactly what he would need.
Some hard labor would do him good.
Oh, this is great.
How old are the ladies?
Yes.
Yes.
And do they all treat you like a kid?
It's almost like they said, hey, go talk to him about being mature.
I haven't been very successful.
Your stripy shirt does not help either.
No, this baggy stripy shirt thing, man. You gotta...
I mean, he is.
Until oh my god!
I want to be Spider-Man. Really?
As long as you're not married.
Yep, you have no responsibilities before you're married.
You should try working for us.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll go for that.
Yes, I don't think so either, but I wish he would. Yeah, good
advice. I mean, it would be good for him. Okay, does anyone else want a Kamakura gardening shirt? Because I want one.
Dude, yeah.
Yes.
Look at that shirt.
I love it.
Listen to this wisdom.
Dude. This guy could tell me anything. And I would listen.
I really don't like who I am on the inside. Damn.
Everyone feels that way.
Wow.
I want that paragraph tattooed on my chest.
The
whole thing.
Yeah, we need to make a plaque and hang it up in the house.
He's cooking.
It's the carbonara.
Whoa.
It's the carbonara. It's his redemption food.
Uh-oh.
Oh, why?
No, that face.
Ouch.
Oh.
Oh no,
guys!
Oh, no!
Damn!
Fuck y'all. Oh, that's mean. This isn't even just like, hey, do you need some help? This is just like, oh, baby's first time cooking. Bullying.
Mm-hmm. Mm, boy, what are you doing?
I mean, maybe he is trying to cook something too hard to cook the first time. Dang, rough.
Stop!
Oh my
Leave him alone.
There is egg in there, and that's weird.
Yeah, it's definitely not great.
Oh my gosh. This is really kind of crazy thing right here.
Oh my god.
Oh no, are they going to eat it?
It's great that you added a green element.
Oh man. Oh. They all want to know.
Oh god.
It doesn't have any.
You know you can just like Google recipes.
My boy. Oh, I mean, he's trying.
That was painful to watch.
He tried. He.
Oh?
Okay, okay.
Good.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Thanks, girl.
Oh.
But remember what our old guy said, you have to fail a lot in order to learn.
Yeah.
I mean, my boy, why didn't you just look up a recipe?
I mean, the internet.
Yeah.
God, I don't even know how to react to that scene. I'm not going to lie.
The cracking Wait, the egg.
They're not even talking about the porn? They're talking about the food?
Oh, I'm sure we'll get to that.
Yeah, same.
Very deep.
In this case, he's just dumb. Jesus.
Yeah, basically.
No.
Like even Tony Chan is laughing at this.
Horrific.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, fair enough question.
Yes.
That's what you said, Colin.
Yeah, it's not a hard... I mean,
it's very easy.
Yeah. Mm.
The problem is he's had everything handed to him his whole life is the problem.
He's been babied at home, too.
Which is wild, because he's the oldest child of his family, right? And it's a big family.
Yeah, but we know how the dynamic with his mom, his grandma. It's like,
yeah,
he's never had to work for shit.
I've heard that there's a thing with like the oldest boy is like somehow coddled extremely.
And ask really? Mr. Marvel to families. Put him in a movie.
Huh.
Yeah. He needed this. He's learning. He definitely needed this.
This is what he came to the house for.
Yeah. He's like you and I, but sticking around.
Right. And he's actually trying to learn.
Thanks, Kenny.
Hmm.
I mean, we learn more details.
Oh. Yep, here we go. We've been saying this.
I'm so glad that they call people out for shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
Man. You know, I wonder what like the protocol is for this. Like, if behind the scenes, the producers kind of keep nudging him to leave. You know what I mean?
Wonder. Yeah. Either that, or they nudge him to not do that.
Oh, she's giving up.
He doesn't act like he's the eldest person in the house.
Mm. Whoa. What an episode.
Man, we saw dick. We saw pasta.
He's eating like another serving.
Oh. 20 years old.
Oh, that's a Google.
He needs a mentor. Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs a mentor. He needs a positive role model.
I mean, this sounds positive.
Hold on. If this is an anime character.
This is
totally...
Oh, damn. That's young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my... Okay. He was a samurai. We're good.
Oh, so his dad's very blue collar. Wow.
I'm surprised. So he's never had to go out and do the work.
Yeah, you'd think his dad would take him out for that, right?
Mm. Oh, there you go. Yeah. I helped a couple days. Oh, the he was like, it's too early.
It's
I can't do it.
Come on, man.
My bob cut will get flattened.
God forbid, man.
Not wanting to do that every day in and day out. But
she's
definitely
got a point.
Oh, here we go.
Mm. It's hard work is fortifying, Ruka.
Yeah.
Do a little hard work. I'm really glad he has this attitude, because I do not want him to just bail and do a Yudai and never change.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to pull a Yudai. I think he just needs to find himself.
Wow, guys. Oh,
wow.
Deep breath.
What an episode.
Oh, nothing else
know
comes
what
easy.
Was more...
The line in that song, Ruka. Nothing else comes easy.
Damn,
I'm hitting pause now.
Pause. Yeah, I just closed it.
Pause. Why is it not pausing?
The next one.
Okay. We are done.
All right. Well, I'm going to close it out, guys.
Man.
I'm just closing that window.
So there's a lot.
I don't know what was
unpacked.
Like, what was more dramatic? Like, the porn or just Ruka or Kaori or.
Can we just take inventory here? We saw boobs. We saw butts.
We saw boobs. We
saw
butts.
Scrote.
Mm-hmm.
Scrote.
We saw scrote.
We saw Shohei weirdly kissing. It's a weird
thing.
Wearing
too much makeup.
Yeah. There's a weird thing about Japanese sex stuff where like there's a thing where like people act like they don't like it while they're doing it. It's a weird thing, and they look like that, right? They're like, oh, I guess. Oh, it's like always super awkward.
I did not feel the passion.
No. Wow.
So aside from the porn, I think this is the episode where Ruka Defense Force comes in, where they're like, he's just a poor bibby. Like, don't dogpile on him. Because that's pretty much what we've been doing for the past 10 episodes, right?
This episode was dense. Shitloads of calorie introspection. Shitloads of Kenny being bad at being a person. Lots of Ruka figuring shit out. We actually got a scene in the pool. Awesome food shots. Oh, wow. What more
could
you ask
for? Not awesome food shots.
Not awesome food shots as well. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That wasn't even carbonara. I'm so sad.
Usually in an episode, something as big as Risako outing Kaori's thoughts is the big anchor, whereas it's like an afterthought in this one because it's so much to talk about.
Yeah, I think this is the first time I can remember watching this show where there is so many members of the house that are so unsure of their future and like what they're trying to do and who they are. Stuff like that. And it's very I think that's what I like this season so much, because it's very grounding in that way. It makes them feel like people. You know?
Yeah.
It like, is, these are real people that we're watching. It reminds us.
Yeah. Cowrie's a real person. And, you know, she's always kind of been like the strong anchor of the house, like the stable one, quote unquote. And so it is a little disarming to see her go through it. But I mean, that's reality. That's how it really is.
But you're not going to like, upon her confessing that and crying, be like, oh, wow, even people like you have problems.
Yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny. Not a human thing to say.
Man.
No. It almost seems like he's like acting like he's too like high and mighty for the show, that he's like, oh, I see that you're going with the fact that you have problems. Like, that's the new plot. The same way that he was like, what crazy drama you live in now, Haruka.
Wow.
You're making drama for yourself.
I have so much to think about.
Yeah. I still need to like decompress on this episode.
I mean,
that was a lot to take in, y'all.
How would you love to be Shohei, walk into a room full of like 20 people in a robe and they all just start clapping right away?
Jeez. You guys, I would just like to say that I felt like we just went through something together.
Yeah.
I feel like we
that
just
was a thing. I mean, my palms are still sweaty.
I was not expecting to watch porn with you guys today.
Nor was I. I mean, I was maybe expecting it because when they were alluding to a pink scene, I was maybe getting to see like a wide shot of maybe someone's bare back on top of somebody.
I thought like some making out. Like,
I mean, we got both
bed,
of those.
I thought we'd see like some strategic, you know, like obfuscation of genitalia. There was no such luxury to be had. This was eyeful stuff. There was.
Bare ass.
He was sucking her on her. Never mind. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, yeah.
Nah, what, you want to say that louder?
Nipples. Huh? Nipples.
Oh, my gosh. Man. Guys, ooh. We did it. We did it.
I think that's it. I think I'm done with Terrace House, guys.
I've seen all I need to see.
And more.
Jesus.
So we got some work to do now. The work just begins.
Yeah. Let's bring this to a close here, because holy crap. Yep. If you enjoyed what we did today, you know, please let us know. You can reach out to us via email at questions@terracehousepodcast.com, or you can join our Discord. The links are down below in the show notes or the description of the video. Other than that, I don't know. We'll be back. Actually, we haven't even decided when the next episode is going to be, right?
Yeah, we'll just stay tuned. And we'll be back.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be around. And we'll be back next Tuesday for sure with the episode 12 coverage, our finale of season one.
Also, just for these live reactions and stuff, leave a comment if you like this stuff. If you want more, we want to hear your feedback. All opinions are welcome. Thank you so much.
Hi.
Absolutely. But yeah, all you guys in the Discord and everywhere else in our community and the greater Terrace House community as well. I mean, this episode came heavily suggested. Everyone talked about how all the stuff, crazy stuff that happens in this episode. I would like to say that I think it was probably worth the hype, because there was a lot of Terrace House first going on.
It was it was definitely worth doing the live reaction. I'm glad we did. Holy crap.
Definitely.
And thank you. Thank you, everyone, that did not spoil this whatsoever for us. Like, we knew it was going to be big, but nowhere did I see any mention of nakedness.
Wow. I didn't think it looked that big.
Wow.
With that, take us home, Robert.
I will say, after all the gratitude is out, I feel like there's just a little bit of malice in some of our fans that are like, I can't wait to hear these guys watch porn together.
Oh, I wasn't ready for
you
this.
Weirdos.
I was so not ready for that.
I remember a time where VHS porn was the only, with your friends, was the only way you could watch porn. I remember those days because I'm old.
Uh-huh.
Well, with that, let's bring us to a close. You can tune in next Tuesday for our coverage of episode 12. This has been Tadaima. Thanks for listening. Itadakimasu. We hope you enjoyed our show. Please like, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to ding that bell to receive notifications when we publish brand new content. Follow us on social media and check out our brand new Discord server, linked in the description below.